Ronaldinho to Messi. Will he get that first goal for Barcelona? Remember the name, Lionel Messi. At the age of 17, scores his first goal for Barcelona. Back to Mbappe! What a great day it's been for him!
Oh, spectacular, Thiago!
Haaland, look, very accomplished player himself, and Haaland
in behind goes for goal! Oh, what a start to his Dortmund career! One chance, one goal!
Hello and welcome to Pure Fit Boys Euro 2020 preview. I'm your host, Alistair Madden, and as ever, this podcast will be in-depth, unbiased, and Scottish. In this series, we are looking to understand each of the nations at the tournament and break down playing style, key players, and expectations. On the show today, we will be reviewing Croatia, and to do so, I am delighted to be joined by Lovre Nikolić. Lovre is the man behind the excellent Croatian football Twitter account. You can check his work out at Croatia Footy on Twitter. I would highly recommend that, an excellent resource for all things Croatian football. Lovre, we spent quite some time practicing the pronunciation of your name, so hopefully I've done it justice.
You've done it justice.
Fantastic, Lovre. How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm doing well. I just left school like a couple of hours ago.
Feeling ready to dissect the Croatian national team?
I've done like 15 interviews this year. So yeah, I am more than ready.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hopefully I'll be your favourite interviewer of the lot. If not, you can just not mention who I wasn't.
Honestly, we'll see at the end.
It's great to have you on, Lovre. I'm really looking forward to speaking to you all about the Croatian national team. I'm going to ask you, firstly, to cast your mind back to the qualifiers. What was the expectation for Croatia going into the qualifiers for Euro 2020?
I mean, what do you expect from a nation that reached its ever first World Cup final? Mm-hmm. And going into the next big major tournament, I mean, you're expecting to finish first in the group with Slovenia, Wales, Slovakia, and some other teams. I even forgot who they were at this point. It's been that far. But yeah, we expected to go through easily. We brought it until the last day, until the last match, so it wasn't that easy, but we got through it.
Absolutely. And how would you describe the performances generally going into the qualifiers and during the qualifiers?
So before the qualifiers, we had a disastrous Nations League performance where we lost like 6-1 to Spain. That was absolutely disappointing. But I mean, then again, we lost like 3 veterans in our dressing room after the World Cup. And during the qualifiers, some performances were great, like a 4-0 win against Slovenia away. And then you had in the second match, they were lost to Hungary away, which was disappointing. But yeah, and then near the end, we got into form and we beat Slovenia 3-1, I think, in the last match to get into the Euros.
Just looking forward now, we've looked back, so let's look forward to the group itself. How do you expect Croatia to perform this summer in that group, of course, with Scotland, England, and the Czech Republic?
It's going to be hard, especially the first match against England. Now, you know the issue, because I think it's better to finish second in our group, because then you don't face the group of death in the round of 16. That's why I kind of want to lose against England, but then again, it's England. They went in confident into the semi-finals of the World Cup. And then they won against us in the Nations League. They boasted about it like it was the final. I don't know what. But yeah, it's the English. I want to beat them. But mind-wise, I think it's going to be better if we don't beat them and finish second and just beat Czech and Scotland.
What is the national mood in Croatia? What is the feeling in Croatia ahead of the Euros? Are people optimistic?
I don't know if you saw, but right now something came in about Borna Sosa choosing the German national team instead of the Croatian one. And eventually he got rejected from the German national team because there's a new rule in FIFA. If you play in under 21s or something like that in the younger selections of a nation, then you have to play for the senior team of that nation. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's kind of, I wouldn't say ruined the mood, but a little speck heading into the Euros.
And let's turn our attention now to the manager, Zlatko Dalic. How would you describe the playing style that he implements with this Croatia team?
I don't think there was much of a playing style you could see in the World Cup. I mean, that was just the whole team playing football like they just know, and I don't think the manager had much say in it. I think it was just by I mean, most Croatians would say we just did it by heart. We played out, but I think we play a 4-2-3-1, and it's mostly possession based, and our defense is problematic, I would say the least.
Yeah, and just on that defense, I'm going to ask you now about
weakness,
tactical strengths. Yeah, and tactical weaknesses.
Yeah.
So, what would you highlight as the main weakness and the main strength tactically with this Croatia team?
Defense immediately. I mean, we have Dejan Lovren, Domagoj Vida, Borna Barisic right now, who is I think he's a better left back. Then we have a certain problem with fullbacks, especially at left back. At right back, we have Vrsaljko, who's pretty decent at both ends of the pitch. But yeah, I think we now have Barisic, who's done very well at Rangers. I think you know him. And now we have a very good goalkeeper, a young goalkeeper, Dominik Livaković from Dinamo. So I think our defense will be better. And we have, of course, Charles Tatar from Marseille as a center back. So he might start a game over Vida, I think. That's my prediction anyways. So yeah, our defense is a lackluster. I mean, we could have finished 3-0 at the halftime against England in those semifinals in 2018 just because of our poor defense.
And in terms of strength, what would you say is the main strength of this Croatia team?
I mean, just look at the midfield. We have Modric, Brozovic, Kovacic, Vlasic, Badelj. Just names you know, because they're that perfect of midfielders and they can keep the ball, they can dribble past defenders with ease. So yeah, midfield is definitely one of our strengths.
You've listed a host of really talented and poetic almost midfielders there, Lovren. If you had to pick one player in this Croatia team who makes the full side tick, who would you highlight?
I mean, is that even a question with the Ballon d'Or winner? The El Maestro. Yeah, Luka Modric, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know how we will be after him. He's probably going to leave after the Qatar World Cup, so I don't know how we're going to deal with that.
How much is he revered in Croatia? How much is he just an absolute godlike figure in Croatia?
He's definitely an icon. There's a part of Croatia that, well, I wouldn't say a part, but a small percentage of people that despise the national team. I couldn't really tell you why. I mean, I don't see the reasoning behind it, but okay. But yeah, some people even hate Luka Modric, but that's another story. But yeah, he's an absolute icon for everybody that's watched Croatia in the past decade.
For sure. And just, obviously, Modric is at the kind of, well, you would think coming towards the end of the tail end of his career, but at the other end of that spectrum of a player's career, do you envisage any young and upcoming players having a breakthrough tournament for Croatia this summer, Lovro?
Oh, there's the already mentioned Dominik Livaković and Nikola Vlašić. Those two are definite. They could definitely have a breakout, but I think Livaković already had his breakout. I mean, Dinamo beating Tottenham and the superb saves from Dominik just saved Dinamo multiple times. And then you have Vlašić on the other spectrum who's playing at CSKA Moscow, been pronounced last season's best player in Russia, and he's just cruising. And for the national team, he's been doing very well. So I don't think there's going to be anything different about it heading into the Euros.
Interesting and good to have those players in mind when we're watching Croatia this summer. Now, this next question, I say to my guests, you can either answer it with your head or with your heart. So I'll leave that to you.
Both.
Okay, yeah. So give me both answers then, Lovra. How far will Croatia go this summer?
Okay, let's go hard by Spurs. I want us to go to the semifinals. I mean, mm-hmm. that's kind of what we want after reaching the World Cup final. And mind-wise, it's quarterfinals. I'll give us one less round.
Okay.
I've been predicting quarterfinals for a very long time, since last year when we thought we would get a Euros. But yeah, sadly, it's now 2021 and it's a month to go. So yeah, it's definitely going to be hard. It's going to be a hard road. I expect the players to pull through, though.
Nice. Okay. Well, hopefully, well, maybe not hopefully for some Scottish people, but hopefully for your sake, Lovri, Croatia can have a really positive tournament. And just actually on that note, how are people in Croatia viewing that game with Scotland, obviously taking place in Hampden? How do people see that tie? Do they see it as difficult? Do they see Scotland as a tricky opponent? Or do they see that as a game that they should probably and will probably win?
Most people see it as you only have Andy Robertson and Scott McTominay, maybe. That's it. Most people just see those two players and that's it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's interesting to know. Maybe we can catch the Croatians off guard then, Lovro. I think.
You know, I am scared because that is not how you want fans to react.
Exactly. But regardless, that promises to be a really intriguing encounter. That's obviously the last game of the group taking place June 22nd at 8 o'clock at Hampden. There could be a lot riding on that game going into it. It promises to be a cracker. Lovro, thank you so much for your time and your contributions this evening.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. I mean, it's short but sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Short but sweet, insightful and succinct. You've been absolutely brilliant, Lovro. Thank you.
Thank you too.
And thank you to you, the listener. Hopefully you're staying safe. Hopefully you're staying well. Until next time, goodbye.